Well, good morning, everyone. God willing, we're going into another month this week. We're starting tomorrow with the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and then Friday the second day. And then I thought it would be a good thing to maybe give a little background on a very interesting, strange, and I would even say off-the-beaten-path halacha, not custom, that we fulfill every month. The fact that we say the beginning of the month is a special time, that's not strange. The fact that at the beginning of the month we ultimately say Musaf, that's also not strange. Why is it not strange? Because you brought the Korban Musaf in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, and therefore we're doing it, we can't bring the Korban now, we're doing it in place of it by davening. All that makes perfect sense. What doesn't make sense, in my opinion, is the following. And that is that once Rosh Chodesh comes upon us, a few days later, at least 3 days according to Ashkenazim, or the well, those that pasken like the Ramah in Siman Tav Kaf Vav of Or HaChaim, or 7 days according to the Shulchan Aruch, up until the 15th of the month, we do a halacha. What's the halacha called?
Kiddush
Levana. Now that looks strange. First and foremost, on a human level, when you see a bunch of Jews in their winter coats outside dancing, that looks strange. That looks very, very apostrous. Number two, if you think about it, we usually, in Judaism, have been taught, especially during the last few weeks, that we don't bow down to the sun and to the moon, like the various generations and nations of the world during the times of our forefathers. But rather, we only bow before Hashem. And it seems like we're worshiping the moon. We're worshiping the moon. We look if there is a moon, if it's big enough, and we say, there's a moon, thank God, and we go outside, and we do what we can. More than that, not only do we look like it worships the moon and it looks strange, but the custom is, as the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Siman Tav Kaf Vav, that the custom is to do it when? En mebarchin et hayareach, ela bemotzei Shabbat, kishehu mevusam uvgadav na'im. You're supposed to do it on Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because you're dressed properly. You have the proper attire on. You know the way Jews come to shul today. Some come dressed properly. Some come dressed improperly. Allow me not to go into telegraphic detail as to what I mean. I think it's not appropriate. But let's just suffice it to say that when a person comes in from a jog to Davin Mincha, I would deem that inappropriate. But it happens. Motzei Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, instead give away, you're going to come and do this mitzvah, you're going to be dressed properly, because you dress properly on Shabbos. So we're going to get you exactly before you put on your t-shirt and shorts, and you're going to do it. So it's indeed very strange for three reasons. Number one, it looks strange. Number two, we only worship God. It looks like we're worshiping the moon. And number three, this idea of getting dressed up for it. You know, there's other mitzvot in the Torah. We don't have to get dressed up nicely for it. You can say Kriyat Shema without getting dressed up nicely for it. Here it seems like it's so important. So what is Kiddush Levana all about? I would like to suggest something this morning that I believe is true. And that is that, like any halacha, we can look at it in two ways, as we've done around this table many times. We can either look at it generally and say, oh, this is part of a general thing we do in Judaism. Or we can say particularly, yes, in general we do one thing, and this is like a particular mitzvah. For example, you take any mitzvah in the Torah, such as lighting, say, the Hanukkah candles that we're going to do in about a month, and say, all right, it's a particular mitzvah, rabbinic, 8 days a year, we don't do it the rest of the year, it has nothing to do with the rest of the year. Or you could say, no, when the rabbis did it, they patterned it upon something that existed. What existed? Rockets, not rocket science, gentlemen. Okay, I know it's cloudy, and I know it's early in the morning, but gentlemen, I said already, whoever needs to come to this class with coffee should. Whoever's off caffeine, get on it. Whoever drinks coffee without sugar, put it in. What is Hanukkah candles patterned upon?
Shabbat.
What? Not Shabbat.
Lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash.
Lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So you could take any halacha and say, okay, this is a brand new thing. It never happened before. It won't happen again. Like clapping the hoshanos on the floor on Hoshana Rabbah. That's once a year. It's not patterned upon anything. The Gemara says it's a minhag nevi'im, and that's it. Or you could say, no, it's part of a general thing. And I would like to suggest that Kiddush Levana is not the exception to the rule. It's not a particular unique mitzvah, but part of something general. If you look at the source sheet, I'd like to put it into context. Every single Shabbos, which is the end of one week, the beginning of the next, we do what Jews love to do. We daven. I think that's one of the most fictitious statements I've ever said at this table. Jews love to daven. I think Jews loved to have davened. That's a great feeling. About davening, present tense, we'll talk about that some other time. On Shabbos, says the Rambam, Nimtzu'u tefilot b'chol yom, shalosh, you daven three times a day. What are the three davenings? Arvit, because the Jewish day starts at night, so Arvit, Shachris u'mincha. Uvi Shabbatot, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Uve Moadim, and on the holidays, Uve Rashei Chodashim, and on Rosh Chodesh, Arba, four, Shalosh Bechol Yom, like we just said, Arba Chachris Mincha, and Tfilat HaMusafin Musaf. So we daven on Shabbos. That's beautiful. Now, every single day of the year, including the holidays of the year, we say the same davening at night, in the morning, and at Mincha. Correct? We start with the three blessings of praise. Then we say, Atachonein la Adam da through Shomea Tefillah. We end with the three blessings of thanksgiving, Ritzei, through Hamevarechet Amo Yisrael Bashalom. And that's the way we do it every day. On Yontif, we start with Atabechartanu Mikola Amim. And we say, Batiten Lanu, Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu Yad Leviyavo, Vahasiyenu Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Rosh Hashanah, same davening at night, morning and afternoon. Who would like to say it out loud? Let's go. No one knows about Peh. How many Rosh Hashanahs have you gone through? Let's go. Continue, Bruce. No, I'm joking. God forbid, I don't think anyone needs to know it Baal Peh. That's why you should use a machzor on Rosh Hashanah for various reasons. One of them is not to forget HaMelech HaKadosh. But quite frankly, it's the same at night, the morning at Mincha. All of a sudden, you come to Shabbos. And like the Chachamim wanted to tzedrei the Jewish people on Shabbos. They wanted to mix them up and fablunchet them totally. Why? Look on the right side of the page. Oh, Friday night, Ataki dashta et yom ha-shvi'i lishmecha tachlit maaseh shamayim va'aretz, etc. Shabbos morning, yismach Moshe b'matchat chelko. Mincha, mincha on Shabbos at this time of the year, wow, a challenge of a challenge. People have to be awake for it. People actually have to daven it, and they have to be sober. And all this, and a short Shabbos, again, a new davening, atay echad v'shimcha echad. Why is it that Chachamim went ahead and changed davening from Friday night to Shabbos morning to mincha? Leave it the way it is, like we do during the week, like we do on every holiday. They go ahead and they change it. Comes along the Machzor Vitri, which I quoted on the next source, and says the following. Veshamati min Narvoni Echad. I heard from someone from Narvon. Now, I don't know what this means. I need a biblical rabbinic scholar to tell me. When he says Narvoni Echad, he means that as a beautiful term. I'm saying in the name of someone from Narvon. I just forgot his name. I apologize. Or I heard from someone from Narvon. I'd rather not to say his name because I can't stand him. I really don't know. Today, if we would say, I heard from someone from the Alonge foot people, we don't say it nicely. But here he says Narvoni Echad. So Narvon was a big Jewish community. The Machzor Vitri is the Talmud of Rashi. And he says, Shabbati min Narvoni Echad. Why is it that our sages say it's at three different davenings? Because each one basically has three different Shabboses. Shabbos number one, Natakidashta Keneged Shabbos Bereshit. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Kiddisho Mekuda Shuvah Mesheshit Yemei Bereshit. Shabbos is a holy day from the time that God created the world, because as we all learned in pre-K, in primary school, God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day, He rested. God made the seventh day unique long before the Jewish people were around. And therefore, Friday night is talking about how this day has always been holy from the time God created the world till 5778. Look at that. What's this year, by the way? Thank you. Wake up call number two for today. Bruce, we're not doing well.
9.
Okay, you said 9, but you had to be reminded. Gentlemen, 5779. So for 5,779 years, the seventh day of the week, Saturday, was holy. Next, Shabbos morning, Shabbos number 2. Yisach Moshe k'neged Shabbat Sinai, Shatorah nita b'Shabbat u'v'hashkama. When God rested on the seventh day, He didn't give the halachas of how to make a cup of tea on Shabbos. He didn't say what Dr. Daniel spoke about in the last shiur, about a blech in its three places, and how you make a cup of tea, and how you're supposed to, on the one hand, eat three meals on Shabbos, but on the other hand, never cook it. God just said today it was holy. So Adam HaRishon probably woke up Shabbos morning and said, after he did the Aveira, today's holy! How is it holy? I don't know, but it's holy. God rested, I'm resting. Once the Torah was given at Sinai, then we get all the halachos of how to make a cup of tea and how not to separate and how mukta and whatnot all came from Sinai. So I would say Shabbos number 1 was from there in time immemorial. Shabbos number 2 from the time he got the Torah. So what's Shabbos number 3? Says this Narvoni, Machzor Vitri, Ubitfilat ata echad mincha keneged Shabbat shel atid lavo. This is the Shabbos that will happen in the future. Shene'emar bayom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad ushmo echad. Ata echad v'shimcha echad bayom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad ushmo echad. We're not yet at a situation where everyone believes there's one God, and only God can decide who shall live and who shall die. And we saw that vividly, unfortunately, and tragically in the last few weeks. That human beings thinks, I have a right to kill people. We're not there yet. But one day there will be a day in which it's going to be a beautiful day of Shabbos because all the people of the world will believe only God has a right to decide who shall live and who shall die. And when that day comes, Baruch Hashem, everyone will believe in God. Either they'll keep the 7 Noahide commandments or they'll be Jewish. Says this Narvoni, Machzor Vitri says, what's Friday night? Friday night's the universal Shabbos. It's the plug-off day. It's the day that God said you have to plug off once a week. So some people have that on Sunday, we have it on Saturday. If the whole world would go ahead and say, once a week we'll plug off, I think most of the psychologists, psychiatrists, and whatnot who are making a lot of money off the fact that we're all plugged to our phones, they would make no money whatsoever because people would plug off once a week.
I mean, it's unplugged.
Unplugged, not plugged. Thank you. Unplugged. Always correct me. Unplugged once a week. That's a universal, beautiful Shabbos that, quite frankly, you don't have to be Jewish to understand. Once a week not to work. Once a week to spend time with the family. Once a week to recharge your batteries. All those things are universal. That's Friday night. Shabbos Bereishis. And indeed, if you look above, what's the pasuk we use? We don't use a very Jewish pasuk. What's the proof that today is a holy day in the Friday night davening? Then we say three times Friday night. Vayechulu ha-shamayim ve-ha-aretz v'chol tzeva'am. Is that from the Jewish part or the non-Jewish part of the Torah?
Yes.
Yes, what? It's both. It's from the part of the Torah that talks about all humanity. Up until Parshat Lech Lecha, we're talking about all humanity. From Parshat Lech Lecha onwards, it's mostly Jewish. Here and there, we have certain halachos with regard to how we're supposed to relate to the nations of the world. But up until Avraham Avinu comes on the scene, it's universal. So, the proof text is Vayechulu, Bereishis. Perek, Bet, right at the beginning. Next! Shabbos morning, we don't talk about the big world. We say Yisbach Moshe et Matat Chelcho. We talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. We talk about Har Sinai. Is that a Jewish experience or a non-Jewish experience?
Jewish.
Very Jewish experience. And therefore, what's the proof text? Not God, you rested. The Jews, the whole world should plug off. What's the proof text? Veshamru v'nei Yisrael et Hashabbat. Comes along. The Machzor Vitrian says, every single Jew has to constantly remember that on the one hand he's part of the world, and on the other hand he's particularly Jewish. On the one hand we're as concerned about a cure for cancer like any citizen of the world, and on the other hand if the price of a lulav and etrog goes down, and don't hold your breath that this should happen, but if it does happen, we, the Jewish people, will be dancing in the street, while our Jewish neighbors will look at us and say, what are these nuts doing? So what if a price of a lemon and a price of a branch went down? We'll be happy. Friday night is universal. Shabbos morning is very particular. And if you think about it, I think you know very well. If you tell someone Sabbath dinner Friday night, people understand, they'll plug off, they'll get a little drunk, they'll go to sleep. By Shabbos morning, they're not going to continue to Sabbath. But if you're Jewish, it's a 25-hour experience. So by Shabbos morning, the only ones continuing to keep Shabbos are the Jewish people.
Specifically us.
Correct. As my son points out, at the continuation of the bracha, just in case you didn't get it, the lo netano Hashem Elokeinu legoyei ha'aretzot. God didn't give it to the nations of the world. Then he gives you a dig. Ve'lo hinchaltom elokeinu lovdei fesilim ve'gam v'nechono lo yishkenu arelim. Ki li'Yisrael amcha ba'ava natata la'zera Yaakov Hashem ba'am bacharta. Who did God give Shabbos to? The Jewish people. So Friday night is universal, Shabbos morning is particular. What about Mincha? We put them together. Indeed, we're hoping that one day we won't have to make this distinction, and won't be universal and Jewish, but rather the whole world will believe in one God, and either they'll keep the seven Noahide commandments or they'll all be Jewish. And that's what we talk about at Mincha. That Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umenucha Lechaye HaOlamim. If you think about it, this is even reflected in the way we hold the challah according to the Ramah. Friday night, you hold the challah, the bottom one is the one you're supposed to cut. Shabbos morning, the top one. What do you do with challah shittis? You hold them together. Friday night, whatever the universal is, let's say the universal is on the bottom, you hold that one. Shabbos morning, whether Jewish people are more important, top one. Challah shittis, together. That Shabbos. So beginning of one, end of one week, beginning of another week, a Jewish person says, I am part of the world, I'm the universal man, and I'm also a particular Jew. I am as concerned about a cure for cancer like everyone, but if the price of kosher meat goes down, that's even rarer than the lulav and etrog one, only I'll be happy. And by Mincha, we're trying to put them together. That's the beginning, the end of one week, beginning of another. What happens now at the beginning of the month? End of one month, beginning of another month. We call that Rosh Chodesh in Jewish. We have this halacha of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, exactly the same three things. Look at the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem gemechlam. Asher b'ma'amaro b'ashech hakim uruach piv kol tzava'am. Chokus ban natan lahem shelo yishanu tafkidam sasim uspechim lasot retzon konam. If you have to put a heading to this part of the bracha, what would it be? God, you created the world. God, you made the laws of physics and biology and chemistry. God, from the time that you created the world, 5,779 years ago, this is the way it's been. Then we go to present tense. Po'el emet, shepulato emet, only we know at this point that you're doing the truth. U'levana amash chatesh ateret tiferet la'amusei baten. That indeed, the moon gets smaller and bigger, and we all know why. We know the story, that the moon was jealous of the sun, and then God did what he did. Only we know the story, very Jewish. And we end with, Shehem ativim yitchadesh kemotah lefer yotzem shen kol malchuto. But in the future, as we say at the end of Kiddush Levana, God's going to make the moon big, and it's going to stay big. Once again, what do we got? Universal. Very Jewish. And then, at one time, it's going to come together. And if you look at the psukim, we say, at Kiddush Levana, they go ahead and they reflect that. On the one hand, we say, Keshem Shani Roket Kenechtech V'niachol Lingoa Bach Kach Lo Yechlu Kol Oivai Lingoa Bile Ra'a, that God, just like I'm dancing before you now, hopefully none of my enemies will touch me, the Jewish people. We talk about the Jewish people. But that's not the way we start. What's the first thing we say? Baruch Yotzrech. Baruch Konech. Baruch Borech. We talk about God creating the world. God only created the world for us. He created the world for all humanity. So once again, in Kiddush Levana, which is the end of one month, beginning of another, you have universal, particular, and the hope at the end, that God's going to put in the moon full, just like the sun, and it won't go up and down again. That's the end of one week, the beginning of the other. End of one month, beginning of the other. What's left?
It's the year.
Year! Rosh Hashanah. End of one year, beginning of the next. We have three extra brachos in the Amidah. What are they? Malchiot, Shofarot, okay, we'll start with the end, Shofarot, Zichronot, and Malchiot. Malchiot, God, you're the king. God, you're the king, you've been the king, you're going to be the king. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Va'ed. God, you're the king. You've always been the king, you're the boss. Zichronot, what's Zichronot about? Zichronot is about reward and punishment. Zichronot is about God remembering all our deeds, being it positive or negative. Who acknowledges that at this point?
Jews.
And then Shofarot, we start with Mamad Har Sinai and we end with Bayomahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol Uvau HaOvdim Mi'eret Ashur V'Hanidachim Mi'eret Mishayim. We talk about the future. We talk about the time in the future that didn't come as of yet. So as you could see, it's very, very, very consistent. Beginning of any time, be it a week, a month, or a year, we talk about past, present, and future. Universal, particular, and when they come together. Past, God, you've always been around. Present, we're the only one acknowledging it now, sorry. And future, everyone will acknowledge it. If that's the case, I would like to suggest that we can sum up this whole shir with one pasuk. This one you know, even if you don't have coffee. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Translate. That's a harder one. What's Shema mean? Listen, hear, hard one. No one doesn't have to translate. Look at Rashi on that pasuk. Simple Rashi on the Torah. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Shuhu Elokeinu Ata with an ayin, which means God. You're only our king now. And you are not the God of those that worship idols. In the future, he'll be one God for everyone. As the pasuk says, on that day, God will be one and his name will be one. Every single day, twice a day, what do we say? God, Hashem Elokeinu, you're our God now, but in the future, you're going to be Hashem Echad for everyone. And therefore, what are the two brachos that come before Kriyat Shema? Once again, consistent. The first bracha is universal. Hashem bidvaro mariv aravim, you make the days dark and this and that. He does that for everyone. Everyone needs to put on headlights at night, not just the Jews. Second bracha, avat. In the morning, talking at night now, avat olama aftana, avat. No, anyone? I'm forgetting. Alken Hashem Elokeinu b'shochveinu v'kumeinu l'sekser shem baruch ata Hashem ohev amo Yisrael. We talk about the Jewish people. Go in the morning. Yotzer or v'arechol shechoseh shalom uveret akol. God, you created the world for who? For everyone. Baruch ata Hashem yotzer ha-me'orot. For everyone. But then Avarabav Haras Harold said, Avinu avarachaman amarachim rachim aleinu. No, the Shimcha Gadol Sera Be'emet. Lahodot Lecha Baruch Ata Hashem HaBocher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. With that, universal in particular, we say these words. Hashem, right now you're only Elokeinu. It's only Yismach Moshe Mebatnat Chilko. It's only the Jewish people that acknowledge the Rosh Hashanah. It's only the Jewish people that acknowledge this. But in the future, Be'ezrat Hashem, with your help, and indeed it will be everyone. Now you can understand Kiddush Levana. What happens at Kiddush Levana? We basically consistently say we're at a certain time of the year, we're ending one month, beginning another, so we have to acknowledge these two things, universal, particular, and what will happen in the future, past, present, and future. If that's the case, now you can understand why we go out to see the moon. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's important to see the moon, because when you see the moon, you vividly see God's hand in nature. After all, it gets smaller, it gets bigger, it gets smaller, it gets bigger. You vividly see it. The Medrash that we all learned as kids, you vividly see it. It gets smaller, it gets bigger. You see how life is dynamic, and it's not going to stay the same, but just like the moon, it's dynamic. We're getting bigger, it's going to become smaller. There'll be bumps along the way, but eventually it will be totally big. And therefore, at that time of the year, we go outside and we see it. Yeah.
But why do you get dressed up for it then?
Why do you get dressed up for it? Because you're coming before God, like any time of the year when you come before God acknowledging these three things, and you get dressed up for it. Let's think about this. Do you get dressed up for Shabbos when you say these three prayers? Yes. Do you get dressed up on Rosh Hashanah for Malchiyot Zichron? Yes. So for this too. Very consistent. So as you can see today, we just gave a shiur about Kiddush Levana. And we said Kiddush Levana is not just a particular mitzvah we do once a month, but it's part of a general theme in Judaism of past, present, and future. We get dressed up for it just like the other two. And it's the time when you vividly see how life is dynamic. It's not going to stay stagnated like the sun, but like the moon, it's going to become bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller. And therefore, the halacha is, you can't say Kiddush Levana in the comfort of your home. You stand, so you have to say Kiddush Levana when? When you see the moon. When you see the moon, when you're dressed up nicely, that's why Motzei Shabbos, but when you see the moon, why? Because when you see the moon, you see, hey, things won't stay the same. There will be a future of Vayomahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. And therefore you can understand that in certain months of the year, when the Jewish people are not in the state of mind to think about past, present, and future so easily, it's harder to say Kiddush Levana. When they're only thinking about themselves between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and if God's going to forgive me, they can't say Kiddush Levana. They have to wait till Motzei Yom Kippur to say Kiddush Levana. When they're in mourning for the Beis HaMikdash and everything else between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av, they can't say Kiddush Levana. They can only say it when they're in a state of mind to say, things won't stay the same. And what better day to do that than Tisha B'Av, which we were promised will be a Yom Tov one day. So right after you go through that experience, you could say Kiddush Levana. But during the 9 days when you're mourning of what is present, how can you talk about the future? So I believe Kiddush Levana, though it looks strange, is very consistent in Jewish law, because anytime we finish a week, a month, or a year, we acknowledge past, present, and future. And as a matter of fact, every time we finish a part of the day, being it morning or evening, namely when the sun comes up or when the sun goes down, we do exactly the same thing. One bracha is universal, one bracha is particular. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. Now, Hashem Echad, God willing, in the future.